thing. So to summarize what I said this afternoon, as you begin to observe yourself, self-observation, watching everything inside of you and outside, oh, I'm going to have a lot to say about that too, outside, the trees, the stars, the traffic, the faces of friends, the people you're living with, dried leaves, the birds, a pile of stones, water, anything, anything. Observe, watch. You might suddenly stumble upon a whole world you had never seen, and you'd say, God, I've been here all along. How come I never saw this? To watch everything inside of you and outside. And when there's something happening to you, to see it as if it were happening to someone else. With no comment, no judgment, no attitude, no interference, no attempt to change, only to understand, only to understand. Now, as you do this, you will begin to realize that increasingly you are disidentifying from me. Saint Teresa of Avila says that towards the end of her life, God gave her this extraordinary grace. She doesn't use this modern expression, of course, but that's what it really boils down to, of disidentifying from herself. Extraordinary liberation at last. You know how it is? John Smith has cancer. I don't know John Smith. John Smith is in me, so I'm not that all that affected. If I have love and sensitivity, maybe I'll help, but I'm not all that affected emotionally. You have an examination. I'm not all that affected. I can be quite philosophical about it, and I'll say, well, the more you worry about it, the worse it's going to get. Why don't you take a good break? But when it comes my turn to have an examination, well, that's something else, isn't it? Because I've identified with me. I identify with my family, my country, my possessions, my body, me. How would it be if I had a grace, if God gave me the grace, that I wouldn't call these things my? That isn't I at all. I'd be detached. I'd be disidentified. That's what it means to lose the self, to deny the self, to die to self, to the ego, to me, to be objective about it, to be disidentified and detached from it. Now, as you begin to practice this, you could try it tonight. You know, don't, it's not a matter of nerves now or muscles, of tightening your muscles, but as you move around, if you can be aware of what you're doing, if you can be aware of what you're saying, if you can be aware of how you are reacting, what a difference. Won't be long before you notice the effect.